in the heart of an ancient city, where the stones whisper tales of old, and the air hums with the power of the gods, a thrilling tale unfolds. Our story begins on a night shrouded in mystery, where the moonlight dances upon the cobblestones, casting long shadows that seem to hide secrets within their depths. The city is alive with anticipation, for tonight is the eve of the festival in honor of Minerva, goddess of wisdom, craft, and war. A figure cloaked in darkness makes their way through the winding streets, their steps silent but purposeful. They carry with them an ancient relic, long sought after for its rumored divine power. Suddenly, the air thickens, a palpable tension wrapping around the figure as if the night itself watches in bated breath. Then, in a whisper of power that sends shivers down the spine of any who dare listen, she appears. Minerva, robed in starlight and wisdom, her eyes reflecting the depths of knowledge and the fires of creation, stands before the mortal. Her voice, both gentle and commanding, fills the air. Minerva glanced at the mortal, her gaze piercing yet imbued with a warmth that belied her divine nature. She spoke, her voice a melody that resonated with the hidden truths of the universe.
"Why do you seek me on this sacred night, child of the earth?"
The mortal, taken aback by the goddess's sudden appearance, struggled to find their voice. Finally, mustering the courage, they responded, their words tumbling out in a rush of awe and desperation. The mortal, their heart pounding against their chest, faced the goddess with a determination fueled by years of searching.
"Great Minerva, I come seeking your wisdom. I've discovered an ancient relic said to hold the essence of your power. I wish to understand its purpose for the betterment of our people."
Minerva, her expression thoughtful, considered the mortal's words. She knew the weight of their request, the potential for both greatness and destruction that the relic held. With a gesture, she beckoned the relic closer, her divine energy enveloping it in a glow that seemed to reveal its true nature. Minerva, her voice now laced with a solemn gravity, addressed the mortal.
"This relic is a gift from the heavens, a tool that can shape the fate of your people. But with such power comes great responsibility. Are you prepared to wield it with wisdom and justice?"
The mortal, inspired by Minerva's words, felt a surge of resolve. They knew the journey ahead would be fraught with challenges, but the goddess's faith in them ignited a spark of hope. The mortal, their voice steady with newfound purpose, replied to the goddess.
"I am, great Minerva. With your guidance, I shall use this relic to forge a path of peace and prosperity for all."
Minerva, satisfied with the mortal's answer, bestowed upon them a blessing. With a wave of her hand, knowledge and insight flowed into the mortal, a divine gift that would aid them in their quest. Minerva, her eyes shimmering with pride and a hint of sadness for the trials to come, spoke her final words.
"Go forth, child of the earth. And remember that wisdom is the truest power. Let it guide you in the darkness, and may your choices reflect the light of understanding."
As quickly as she appeared, Minerva faded into the night, leaving the mortal alone with the relic and a heart full of purpose. The journey ahead would not be easy, but with the goddess's blessing, they were ready to face whatever challenges lay ahead, armed with the wisdom and courage of Minerva herself. The city, once silent, now whispered tales of the mortal's encounter with the goddess, a story of divine intervention and a quest for wisdom that would echo through the ages. And as dawn broke over the ancient city, a new chapter in its history began, one that would be guided by the wisdom of Minerva and the courage of a mortal chosen by the gods. In the shadowed alleys of history, where myths intertwine with the essence of humanity, Minerva stands as a luminary beacon, her wisdom illuminating the path of civilizations. Born from the mind of Jupiter, armed with spear and shield, she emerged not just as a deity of war, but as a goddess whose essence encapsulates the pursuit of knowledge, the spirit of creativity, and the guardianship of cities and states. As we delve deeper into her origins and the fabric of her being, let us explore the profound implications of her divine patronage and how it has shaped human understanding and achievement. Minerva, revered across the Roman Empire, draws her lineage from the depths of Jupiter's intellect, symbolizing the birth of wisdom and strategic warfare. Unlike her Greek counterpart, Athena, Minerva's integration into Roman society embodies a broader spectrum of guardianship, extending her influence over artisans, poets, and physicians. This diversification not only highlights her as a protector of the state's physical well-being, but also as a custodian of its cultural and intellectual heritage. Her origins are steeped in the miraculous and the profound, reflecting the Romans' deep-seated belief in the divine's integral role in human affairs. As a member of the Capitoline Triad, alongside Jupiter and Juno, Minerva's sacredness was unparalleled, her temples a testament to her significance in the public and private spheres of Roman life. The festival of Quinquatria, dedicated to her honor, underscored her importance in the Roman calendar, a time for reflection, celebration, and the initiation of young scholars into the mysteries of knowledge and craft. Envisioning Minerva is to conjure an image of sublime majesty and indomitable strength. Her visage, often portrayed with a serene yet austere expression, reflects the depth of her wisdom and the gravity of her domain. The helmet she wears, adorned with the crest of an owl, symbolizes not just her martial prowess, but her dominion over the night, a time when thoughts run deep and insights emerge from the shadows. Her armor, shimmering with the celestial light of the gods, stands as a bulwark against ignorance and tyranny. The owl, her constant companion, serves as a symbol of her association with wisdom and knowledge. Perched upon her shoulder or resting near her feet, it reminds us of Minerva's role as a guide through the darkness, illuminating the path with the light of understanding and reason. Her spear, a tool of war, is also a rod of measure, symbolizing the balance between action and contemplation, the martial and the intellectual pursuits. Among the myriad tales woven around Minerva, the contest for Athens with Poseidon holds a special place, epitomizing the essence of her divine influence. This story, set against the backdrop of ancient Athens, serves as a pivotal narrative in understanding the transition from might to right, from brute force to enlightened governance. The tale begins with the city in search of a patron deity, a divine protector who would guide its destiny. Poseidon, with the strike of his trident, offered the power of the sea, a gift of military might and unbridled force. Minerva, in her wisdom, chose a different path. Her gift, the olive tree, was a symbol of peace, prosperity, and sustenance. It represented not just the immediate benefits of food and oil, but the deeper virtues of peace, industry, and resilience. The decision of Athens to embrace Minerva's gift over Poseidon's underscored a pivotal moment in human consciousness, the preference for wisdom, creativity, and peace over aggression and conquest. This story, celebrated through the ages, reminds us that the foundations of a thriving society lie not in the strength of its armies, but in the robustness of its culture, the wisdom of its people, and the foresight of its leaders. Minerva's legacy, woven into the fabric of human history, challenges us to reflect on the values that underpin our societies and our lives. In a world where the clamor of conflict often drowns out the whispers of wisdom, her myths serve as a beacon, guiding us back to the virtues of understanding, creativity, and strategic thought. As we stand at the crossroads of history, facing challenges both old and new, Minerva's olive branch extends across the ages, offering us the wisdom to choose the path of peace and prosperity. Her stories urge us to cultivate the intellect, cherish the arts, and harness the power of strategic insight in our quest for a better world. In reflecting upon the divine wisdom of Minerva, let us ponder the role of enlightened thought and creative endeavor in shaping the future. How can we, as individuals and as a society, embody the virtues of the goddess of wisdom in our daily lives and our global interactions? Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.